What is up, guys? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here and being subbed. If you're not, hit that button. And while you're at it, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. If you are on YouTube, let's brighten up this place and get into the podversation. Listen, I have been seeing a lot about the Jess Hilarious, the Breakfast Club situation, the person that came to stand in, I would say, as a temp, not saying that this person was not a qualified person, because obviously she is. I wouldn't even say was, because she's still there. Her name is Lauren. She was working with TMZ at one point in time. I'm going to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about her. I don't even know a whole lot about Jess Hilarious. I'm not one of those people that follow a lot of people on social media. So a lot of the things that I've seen or heard about her, it has been by way of other things that have happened that have been shared on social media. But she obviously is well known. She has a very large following. And what I really wanted to talk about, it's not so much about Jess Hilarious and her response to what has happened while she's been on the show and since this other person has come on board. I'm not going to play that audio, but I just find it funny because as I was listening to a lot of the commentary and just seeing a lot of the reporting that's been going on about this situation, one thing came to mind for me, and now I see that Jess Hilarious has actually talked about it in response to Corey Holcomb, a comedian who has a podcast, who honestly has said a lot of disparaging things a lot about a lot of women. That's kind of his shtick and what he's known for. But she talked about how the Breakfast Club is run, and that's what I really wanted to talk about, because my personal opinion about the Breakfast Club is I just feel that it's extremely unprofessional. I don't feel that just because of the type of content that they do, and you have someone like Charlamagne Tha God who does the donkey of the day shtick and a lot of the things that, you know, they are known for doing on the show over the years. Of course, it's not CNN or MSNBC or not even Fox News, which isn't even real news, you know, if we're talking about news. But I'm just saying it's a network where you have commentators that talk about stuff. They're not professional. You have someone like DJ Envy, who's got all of these civil lawsuits against him for allegedly defrauding or being involved in defrauding a lot of people when it comes to real estate. He, you know, has tried to disassociate himself from this person, Cesar Pena, who is facing federal, I believe, time for defrauding people with these real estate scams. And he brought this person on the Breakfast Club for a number of occasions to promote this real estate stuff that they were doing and claiming that they were being, you know, they would be able to help people to get on with real estate, to make money in real estate. And he's made a lot of money in real estate. And now there's a lot of people that are suing him. So I'm saying that to say, if you know about how in any real network or news affiliate or whatever is done, when they would have these different people on or they would run maybe infomercials or whatever, they would always have these disclaimers letting people know these people and what they're talking about are in no way affiliated with this network and what we do and what we promote and what we talk about. They're completely independent. And they're pretty much paying us to just be able to get the airwaves so that you all can hear. And it's up to you whether you decide if you want to be involved in any way, shape, or form. I don't believe any of that was done when DJ Envy had this guy on the show. So I'm saying that to say the Breakfast Club is extremely unprofessional by way of iHeartRadio because they allowed it. They allowed all of that stuff to go on. Then you've got Charlamagne, who has, you know, been alleged to have done some stuff at the time with a minor who is now letting people know what has happened, how she was victimized. She wants to be compensated for her pain. I don't blame her. You know, her situation that happened years ago, you know, a lot of people have called Charlamagne I don't remember the term right now. So forgive me. It's early when I'm recording this, but basically just saying that he got off on a technicality because of the situation that happened and how her mom didn't want her to have to be on the witness stand and testifying and be under scrutiny and all of those things, because we already know how it is when a person, a woman, a child, a victim is victimized in that way, that a lot of times they are the ones to be pointed out to be the villain in the situation and not the victim. And it's because they've already been victimized. They've already been hurt in so many ways. They don't want to be subjected to go under any of that anymore. So they'll just choose to not so much let it go, but not allow anyone else to bully them on a witness stand, in a court or whatever. So they'll, you know, they won't go the full route. That happens a lot. But I'm saying, knowing all of those things, Charlamagne, in my opinion, has had complete disregard for a lot of that stuff and has operated in some ways that just is like, yeah, the Breakfast Club is a ghetto. It's so unprofessional. And so now you've got Jess Hilarious and you've got Lauren. They were addressing the situation on the platform for everyone to be able to listen to. And it's like, is this really what we should be doing right now? But again, because it's about the views and the ratings and not so much about professionalism, and that's something that's really about like an HR situation, why wouldn't that be done behind the scenes, not for viewer consumption? And some may say, well, she's the one that started it, talking about Jess Hilarious, because she's the one that decided to click her button and go live and air out a lot of what's going on. But I'm going to be honest with you guys, and this is not me being in favor of anybody, because I already let you guys know, I don't even really know a whole lot about Jess Hilarious. But what I do know about her is I do believe they picked her out of all of the different people that they had come on and co-host and try out and whatever to be on this platform. I feel like they used her because they felt like she was more beneficial to them for the views, because she had a lot of followers. That's my personal opinion, and I could be wrong, but what I feel is they didn't pick her because they felt like she was the best one for the position in terms of doing the work. They picked her because they felt like she was the best one for the position based on her positioning on social media and the followers that she has. And I feel that that was a mistake, because it's similar to TGIF. If you guys remember TGIF and Fox Soul, which honestly, I believe it was around this time last year that was blown into smithereens. But you at first had Claudia Jordan, Al Reynolds, Funky Dineva, and it was Gary with the T from the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. But Ricky Smiley did not want him to continue to be a part of it. So I believe after a couple of episodes, he was no longer. But with that being said, over several years, they continued to do it and they were doing it strong. Funky Dineva left the show. They had Funky Dineva on because he does what he does. You can't take that away from him, whether you like him or not. But also because he had the numbers. He had a large social media presence, a very loud voice. A lot of people like his opinions, or they like the controversy that comes out of his mouth and they will engage with it. And he had the followers. So they allowed him to be on their platform because of what he brought to the table. And they made a dumb mistake by not having him sign some sort of NDA and non-compete and non-disclosure agreement. So with that being said, he directly competed with them once they left, at the same time, going live the same time. It was a recipe for disaster. But I'm saying that to say that they brought Funky Dineva into that space because of the following that he had. And the following that he had was the following that he had. It didn't mean that once he left, those people were going to stick around to watch TGIF and Foxhole and on Foxhole. And obviously that was the case. And so with that being said, the Breakfast Club, they brought Jess Hilarious on because of her following and presence on social media, not because of her presence on the Breakfast Club and what she was able to do in that position. So she does what she normally does, because she is someone that rose to fame on social media That's what she's going to do. She's going to click her button and talk to her followers about what's going on. There is nothing that they could do to stop that. That was her platform that they did that on. It didn't mean that because she clicked her button to go live on her platform that they should have been addressing that on The Breakfast Club. I just didn't feel that that was in good taste. But, you know, with all of that being said, that's what happened. So I want to play a little bit of what she had to say in response to Corey Holcomb.
We're supposed to be a team up there, bitch. Not one person comes to my defense at all. Like, when I'm not one motherfucker ever with this online shit. Like, why the fuck should we have to keep playing it? Man, listen, I know one thing. Angela Yee ain't that motherfucking crazy. Not as crazy as niggas try to make out to be. Nah, it's the reason that lady wanted to leave that show. I don't know how she did that shit for 13 years, my nigga. I'm telling you. I don't give a fuck. Y'all already know what's up with me. I feel played with. I'ma play with niggas. Like, that's just, like, come on. I've been quiet a lot. If Jess Hilarious is quiet, it's a motherfucking reason. I always got my motherfucking mouth open. All the time. How about y'all clear some of this shit up for you? We supposed to be a team up there. This shit up for y'all teammate. This shit is ran like a high school. Yeah. Yeah. It's ran like a high school. It is. Fair East Side High. Fair East Side High. But for Mr. Clark, though. Like, when he first got there. Y'all want a bitch to keep our cool? Look, check this out, y'all. Look, man. I get up every fucking day. Every day. And they always talk about, you ain't at work, you ain't at work. Yeah, bitch, I started picking up more shows. Hell no. That's how I'm getting. Hell no.
All right, so I just wanted to play a little bit of that. But you heard what she said. It's run like a high school. And that is what I wanted to address. TGIF on Foxhole is no longer. I'm not saying that that's going to be the same fate of The Breakfast Club, but you cannot bring co-worker grievances and situations like this as a team on the platform itself live to discuss it between you all. That was just so unprofessional. So unprofessional. I'm like, who thought that that was going to be a good idea? I mean, I get it. They're doing what they need to do for the ratings of the show. So they felt like, you know, I guess that would be a good idea to do that. But in all honesty, yeah, we're all talking about it right now, but that's none of our business. That was just not the way it was supposed to be handled. So yeah, Jess Hilarious, she clicked her button to talk about it, but she did it on her platform. But for all four of them to discuss it between each other, amongst each other, on the platform, to, you know, for the entertainment to the audience, it was just, wow. I was like, why are they doing this right now? But that's what they decided to do, and now we're all here talking about it. But yeah, The Breakfast Club is extremely unprofessional, and you know, yeah, it's a different type of platform, but I just don't feel that was the way for it to be handled at all. So you guys, let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks so much for being here, liking and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.